From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In Israel, campaigning is well underway. Voters head to the polls at the end of the month. They'll pick a new prime minister. After the Hamas victory in last month's Palestinian elections, a lot of people wondered how that would affect the Israeli elections. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Just days after the Hamas victory in the Palestinian elections, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu debuted his new campaign slogan. Netanyahu, strong in the face of Hamas, was plastered across buses and billboards throughout Israel. In a recent speech, the former prime minister said the Hamas victory is dangerous for Israel.
Israel is right now surrounded by three Iranian positions. One Hezbollah in the north with about 10,000 rockets. One in the south, in Gaza. And now, if we don't prevent it, a Hamas megastate in the east. And so I think it's very important to prevent Israel from being surrounded. It's important that we surround Hamas and that they not surround us.
But at least so far, Netanyahu's scare tactics don't seem to be working. Uri Dromi of the Israel Democracy Institute says most Israelis do not see major differences between the incoming Palestinian government headed by Hamas and the current leadership of Mahmoud Abbas.
While some people try to scare us with the Hamas, most Israelis, I think, don't have any hopes with the Palestinians to start with. So for them, it's not so important if it's the Hamas or it's the Fatah or somebody else. The sense of no partnership, I think, is prevailing here.
Dromi says Netanyahu, who was prime minister in the 1990s, is now a very unpopular figure in Israel. And that's borne out by the latest pre-election polls. They show Netanyahu's Likud party will win just 16 seats in the 120-seat parliament. The left-of-center Labor Party is projected to win 19 seats, the same number it holds in the outgoing parliament. The centrist Kadima party, founded by Ariel Sharon and led by Ehud Olmert since Sharon's stroke in early January, has dipped in the polls but is still expected to win about 40 seats. Sharon's unilateral withdrawal of Israeli troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip last summer bolstered his popularity among Israelis. Despite Sharon's denials, many here believe he was heading toward a similar pullback from parts of the West Bank. Ehud Olmert, who was close to Sharon both personally and professionally, is seen as the logical successor to Sharon, who remains comatose in a Jerusalem hospital. Moshe Halbertal, a professor of philosophy at Hebrew University, says the Hamas victory has deepened the desire of many Israelis for a permanent separation from the Palestinians.
With the rise of the Hamas, as if that, the cultural, psychological separation is deepened. So they are here, we are there. There is no shared Western or democratic or pluralistic or semi-pseudo-secular life that we share.
Halbertal says there's a growing Israeli consensus for more unilateral moves to bolster separation from the Palestinians. He also says there's a broad agreement that it's in Israel's interest to withdraw from at least part of the West Bank. And the candidate most likely to do that, they believe, is not Benjamin Netanyahu of Likud, but Ehud Olmert of Kadima. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.